The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, this week on Kids Clinic, we will be discussing how to deal with adolescents who push the boundaries and how to know when to intervene and take a step back. Joining me now is Alwyn Moran, MED from Cogni Clinic and Cogni Kids, cogniclinic.ie. Good evening to you, Alwyn.
Hi.
I have four kids and mm-hmm. God only knows that, and indeed one of them is turning 20 today. Happy birthday to you, Milo.
Happy birthday, Milo.
Yeah, happy birthday, Milo.
But it is, in my humble opinion, it's normal and it's necessary, isn't it, for kids to push their boundaries some, if not all the time, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, and we would want them to do that too. If they're too downtrodden and never push a boundary, I think we've been too heavy-handed.
You're
or something.
Too compliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, 100%. And we're wired to push boundaries anyway, as our children are. And particularly that tween age as well, just before they turn teens, they go through another neural kind of growth spurt at that point, which is where their peers become much more valuable in their lives and much more influential than their parents. So they start to pull away. You know, you'll probably identify, you know, with all of a sudden it feels like they just woke up one morning and they're like rolling their eyes at you and they're kind of like scoffing. And, you know, whereas the day before...
I think mine started that a lot before. They're tweens, to be honest.
You were sun, moon and stars, you know, but then they kind of like, oh, you know, this kind of thing. So they do start that at around kind of 10, 11, 12. And then, yes, into the early kind of teens and adolescence, you expect them to push and to rebel within reason.
And is that the tricky bit? Is one person's within reason, not another person's within reason? Or is there an actual good yardstick to apply?
It probably depends on your kind of style of parenting, but definitely there's, you know, a real importance for you to be connected, know your child, know kind of what you're comfortable with and letting them explore and do. Research does tell us, though, that the more freedom and unsupervised kind of freedom they have at a younger age, they are much more likely to become vulnerable to severe risk taking. Those types of behaviours. So they're much more vulnerable.
You need to get the balance right.
It's trying to strike that nice kind of balance between... It's almost like a guided freedom. So you have to kind of allow them to kind of push a little. You give a little bit. And when then you've renegotiated whatever the new boundaries are, and when they show you then that they can comply with whatever, you know, if you're saying, OK, come in by 8 o'clock, I need you to check in every hour. Or if I text you or I call you, you answer. And, you know, so we maintain communication. So if they're doing that and you're happy with that after a period of time, and then they kind of ask, you know, maybe it's the summer, can I stay out till 9 o'clock or whatever?
Sure.
You know, then if you feel like, well, they've been compliant and, you know, and so on. So you're just
they're sensible, you're like I kind of
nudging.
Trust them, what have you. Yeah,
exactly. And they understand what's expected. That's the thing as well.
What about in terms of this rebellion and in terms of this kind of risk taking, the cheekiness and, you know, giving a bit of lip and things like that. Like, should we clamp down on that immediately?
Out of parents doing that or
co-hosts? No, as a sign of respect, should we always be sort of hard on them about how they speak to? Like, is it all sort of? I'm showing my own limitations of parenting here, but I kind of see them holistically. Do you know what I mean? I want my kids to push boundaries a little bit. I don't want them doing anything mental. I don't, because that scares me.
Yeah.
But I don't want them sitting at home waiting to be told they're allowed to do something. I sometimes think it's, I want to see them say, I want to go to the beach with my friends. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. I want to do that.
Yeah. No, and that's absolutely, that's to be encouraged. And that really comes down to the type of relationship that you have. And that doesn't start when they hit teenage years. That starts when they're much younger, and you need to lay the foundational kind of work with them in how you communicate and how open you are and how you're going to correct, and do you shame as a parent or do you use kind of, you know, like learning moments and things like that, you know? And I do the inverted commas because my kids are like, is this a learning moment, Mom? And you
did
know,
they say that?
Yeah, well, they're now 21 and 19, so yeah. We're past kind of, you know, the inverted commas learning moments, but we've definitely had a lot of learning moments. And, you know, so it's just really yeah. important that if they do push a boundary and you're uncomfortable with that, rather than going directly to shame and accusation, get curious about yeah. why.
What need was
being met there? Why did you do that? And help me understand, rather than going, you know, kind of like nuclear.
I told
and,
you.
Yes.
Well, I do ask why.
I was like, yeah. what were you thinking?
Okay.
Is that a rhetorical question, though, Shane Coleman? You're not really yes. expecting an
no,
answer, are
I
you?
I wasn't. What about if they're in with the wrong crowd or some yes. of the, you're not mad about some of the friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm guessing here that you're going to tell us that pushing back against that is not a good idea.
Absolutely not. No, because you know what you're doing? You're
just pushing them
further yeah. to their mates or, you know, that peer group that you really don't want them mixing with. So the better thing to do is to
undermine those friends, put them down and rubbish them behind their backs. Okay, no.
I'm mostly messing.
I'm mostly messing.
No, I'm joking.
What do you do?
Yeah, the best way actually is helping your child understand how that friend or friend group makes them actually feel. So are they building confidence? Are they encouraging them? Do they come away feeling good from hanging out with them? Or most of the time when they're with a friend group that is not a good influence, if you start asking them, okay, and how do you feel when you're with those friends? Do they listen? Do yeah. they put you down? Do they make fun of you? They will absolutely tap into that. And the more you gently kind of question around that, so you're helping them yeah. tap into how they feel, they'll kind of go, actually,
no,
I don't feel good around these.
The only
these.
Problem is that
takes a while.
Is balancing of scales with that insecurity they all yes. have in their teens, where they want to fit in and they want to be in a group, and even if they don't feel right, that yes. you know, that little hurt thing.
The need for acceptance.
The other thing, of course, one of the big challenges we have as parents when they're pushing the boundaries is around drinking, vaping, mm-hmm. drugs, those things. I mean, they're out there, they're out there everywhere, yeah. they're ubiquitous, and they are on offer to our kids, whether we like it
they
or
are
not.
Totally marketed towards our kids.
How do we navigate it?
That's a really hard one. It's really scary. You know, if you can educate around the impacts of what these activities are, and I know, you know, there is plenty and they hear it and so on, but actually, you know, if you constantly kind of say, you know, it's putting chemicals into your body that's not good for your body, and, you know, and do you understand that X, Y, and Z happens? So maybe you as a parent, you know, get informed about what's happening and how they impact. Try to give that educational piece. But also then, again, it's the same thing as, you know, give them the toolkit and say, when you're out, this is actually going to come up. You are going to be offered these things. You will be in an environment or a space that these, you know, kind of that you're going to be susceptible to. And so help them to help themselves when they don't want to participate, so they don't feel like they have to. So, you know, there was a great thing there that I saw a couple of years ago, which was they just send a text. So if there's drinking going on or drug taking or something and they really don't want to be there, they literally just text a parent X.
Yeah.
That's it. So and then you get the X and then you ring and you're like, where are you? Get yeah. home. I'm coming to yeah. collect you. Be here.
They can pretend to be annoyed.
That's a really good
you give them an out
trick,
so they don't lose face. It's yeah. really important. It is. Yeah.
An opt out for them, like a safe word almost.
I like that.
100%. Yeah,
that's a good
absolutely. Yep.
You said something in your notes which jumped out at me just to finish. Adolescence isn't something to be managed. It's something to be accompanied.
And guided. Absolutely. Yeah. We're here to guide our children into the individuals that we don't want to make them mini-me's. And we should nurture them and their personalities and allow them, you know, like we're biologically wired to explore and do a little bit of risk taking and things like that. But actually, you know, we should accompany them on that journey and be that safe place so that if something goes wrong, that they can actually come and talk to us and go, you know what, I've messed up. I need help. And that's the most important thing there, is that, you know, the best outcomes for our teens are with parents that are involved, connected and open and curious. The stats kind of and research support all of this. So if we can regulate ourselves first, because, you know, there's many times that I've wanted to reach for the frying pan first and kind of bash across the head and go, what? But, you know, you take a breath. It's not about me. It's like, OK, come talk to me. Let's figure this out. How do we, what do you want from me? Do you want help? Do you want guidance? Do you want support? Do you want intervention?
You're a rock of sense, Alban. Look, thank you so much. No, you always are. I really do mean it. Alban Moran there, MED from Cogni Kids and cogniclinic.ie. Let us know what you think about it. It is tricky, but I suppose they all turn out kind of okay in the end, don't they?
I found that a learning experience, I have to
Did
say.
And no inverted commas.
I was going to do the inverted commas as well.
Good idea. Thank you.
Thanks, Alban.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.